We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bill's schedule release we were talking about just a few minutes ago, and here to join us now is Sal Capaccio, Bill's beat reporter over at WGR. Sal, it's one of those days I think a lot of fans look forward to because, hey, if you go to a lot of Bills games or just enjoy watching them, this is kind of what you plan your fall around.
No doubt about it. Whether that's family coming to town for a game, you going somewhere. Lots of people I know take one road trip a year. That's always interesting. This year, if you planned on going to Dallas, as you guys just mentioned, going to be a little more difficult to plan around that because it is on Thanksgiving Day, obviously.
Is that the highlight for you, this Thanksgiving Day game?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, I think there's always something that people look forward to with the schedule. Number one is, you know, who's the opening game? Are they at a home opener? And then how many primetime games do you have? And the Bills are the only team in the NFL, guys, that did not get one primetime game on the schedule. But they did get the Thanksgiving Day game, which I think is kind of similar. You'll be in that showcase. They'll have that 4:30 window, that game, the lone game on TV that day. They do have a game at the end of the year, Week 16, against the Patriots in New England, which, as of right now, is not determined if it's Saturday or Sunday. There's five different games that the league can move into Saturday, or you're going to play two on Sunday. And out of those three games on Saturday, one will also be prime time, a 4 o'clock, and a 8:30, I believe it is. So there is still a chance for that.
All right, so maybe another chance to be in the national spotlight there. Sal, on that Thanksgiving, I mean, it's been a long time for really a whole generation of fans. You know, 1994, I was 4 years old. So I don't remember the Bills ever playing on Thanksgiving. Always thought it would be so cool. Now I finally get the chance.
Well, I was in college, and I remember the game. And sorry, I didn't realize I was that much older than you, Brian, but I guess I am. And I remember the Lions opened up the game with a flea flicker, and Herman Moore scored a touchdown, and it was just a miserable day from there. You looked forward to the game. The Bills were down early, halftime by a couple of touchdowns. They wound up losing the game 35-21 in Detroit. That was the last time they played on Thanksgiving. But this should be exciting, and this is my first time covering an NFL team that's playing on Thanksgiving, so I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work. Like, you know, we can have a media dinner and have turkey on Wednesday night. You know, what's the team going to be like? It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, seriously, people will be adjusting their Thanksgiving, you know, dinner plans around this game.
No doubt about it. But I think in a lot of ways it's cool. You know, if you're in Buffalo, you're a Bills fan. You know, I mean, you can make even more of a family get-together out of it. Sit down, watch the game, and who knows by then where each team will be, Buffalo and Dallas. So, you know, the Bills have some opportunity at the beginning of the year, I think, to maybe get some wins and, you know, to be in that conversation for a playoff push towards the end.
How will the Bills handle the first 2 weeks of the season? They're away, but at the exact same stadium, playing the Jets and then playing the Giants. I mean, do they get to leave some of their equipment there? How does that work?
I'm assuming they could leave some stuff there to make sure they don't have to bring the equipment truck back to Buffalo. But, you know, people have asked, will the team stay out there? Well, there's no reason to do that. It's an hour and a half flight, really. You're just coming back home and training. It's just like having a game in New York and then New England the next week, to be honest with you. So there's no reason to do that. It's not like going to the West Coast and you got to stay out there. And then you might even think about it. But they might leave some stuff out there. It'd be easier on a lot of the equipment guys that drive that truck all over the country, basically, for games. But it's going to be interesting. I like the fact that they're starting in New York, getting those games out of the way. You know, going to New York and that stadium late in the year, it's kind of like Buffalo. It's another cold weather place. It gets a little windy and colder. So New York this time of year, that time of year is beautiful. Play two games out there in New York City. I'm okay with that. Then you come back home and you get the home opener against the Bengals.
Yeah. What do you think of the bye week in week six? Is that a good spot?
Yeah, I like it. I'd prefer it maybe a little bit later, week 8, 9. You know, you get guys a little bit banged up. You can get a little more healthy for the stretch run. But, you know, week 6 isn't too bad. It's actually, I like it because it's on Columbus Day weekend, actually, I believe, this year. So I was actually looking at my son's school calendar and thinking, okay, well, that means that he'll probably have off on Monday, so we can maybe make a nice weekend out of it as a family. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it like that that people think about.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too. Home opener, not until week 3. Me and Joe were talking about this earlier. Last year, the home opener, it was the hottest Bills game I think we've ever been to period. I mean, we were just cooking in there, and I think in late September we probably won't have to worry about that too much.
No, probably not, but it still can get pretty toasty. Even the games later, like I remember, you know, they play the Eagles the same weekend they did the last time they were in Buffalo, which is Halloween week, basically. I remember several years ago they played the Eagles, like 8 years ago now, they played the Eagles on Halloween, I believe it was, and it was like 70 degrees on Halloween that day. So even late in the year, October, November, yeah, sure, you could get a 45-degree day. You could also get a 70-degree day at that time.
Hey, Sal, it's always good to talk Bills with you. That's Sal Capaccio from WGR Sports Radio 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.